How's the arm, Harvey? Has it stopped tingling?
Yes, I can hardly feel it at all now.
That isn't good, Ambrose. As long as you can feel it, you know it's still alive.
What? You're kidding. You're trying to frighten me.
Me? Never, dearie. I don't need to try to frighten you. You do a very good job without my help.
I wish I could clean it, though.
Here they come again, dearie. You must have really hated hypodermic needles when you were little. Look at the size of them.
They're just figments of my imagination.
And everything.
They can't really hurt me.
They already took a good nasty chunk out of your arm. They seem to be able to do what they need to do, don't they, dear?
I wish they wouldn't fly so close.
They're your needles, dearie. You should have made a nice shelf for them to lie down on. Poor things. They have to fly around.
Needles don't fly.
They did when you were little. In your dreams.
Yes, they did.
Ow! Oh! The knit, you dear.
Yes, my leg. It feels like fire.
Ooh, say things like that, dearie. You're almost as afraid of getting burned as you are of getting that cut on your arm.
It hurts. Slow down. It hurts.
It isn't much further, dearie. I suggest you come along. I don't think it's much further.
All right. Slow down a little.
So brave. You can always be counted on to do the brave thing once all the other alternatives have been eliminated. Come along, dearie.
What's that light?
The one up ahead. That must be your destination, dearie.
It's so bright. And that smell. I know that smell.
Antiseptic. Just like you remember from the doctor's office.
What doctor's office?
Does it matter, dearie? Any doctor. All doctors. Their nesting odor. They're like birds. They collect things. Only instead of bits of thread or twigs, they collect steel and glass and cold, white tiles.
It looks like a room. Just three sides of a room in the middle of a swamp. That light is so bright. It's a big room.
A theater, dearie. An operating theater.
But here in the swamp...
The nightmare comes in every form. If we had gone another way, you might have found some motorcycle gang to kick your teeth in. You should never have seen that Marlon Brando movie. You got all kinds of fears, dearie, and most of them are here, in this room.
How big is this place?
Just as big as you can imagine, dearie. Literally. Big as you can imagine.
There's someone in the room, the operating theater.
You don't think you create a great big place like that without someone to run it for you, do you?
Who is it?
You know him. You know him real good. Doesn't you recognize him?
No. I can't quite make out the face.
You will when we get closer. Just give it time.
Yes. Yes.
Can you see who it is yet, dearie?
I know what it is, but not who. A doctor.
You could have guessed that when I told you it was an operating theater. You can be quite slow sometimes.
But which one? Who did I fear enough to put here in this foul place? Who can give me nightmares?
Who told you you was dying, dearie? Who brought all this nightmare into the real world for you?
No, he's not an old fear. I've only known him for a little while.
Long enough for him to tell you you was dying, dearie.
That's it. Come on up here. Up out of the water.
It can't be him.
Come on. That water's filthy, filled with germs.
You don't know the half of it, does he, dearie?
No, I won't go.
Let me see that cup. It looks nasty.
No.
But it's dry and clean up there, dearie. No germs, no nasty little things in the water brushing against your legs as you walk. No mud. You're flying in hypodermic.
I won't go up there.
Would you rather stay here in the water with me? You haven't met all my friends, you know. There are still some surprises in the water.
I can't help you down there.
No.
You've got a nasty cut on your arm, dearie, and another on your leg. You need to go to the doctor. Come on.
No, let go of me.
You're going on up to the theater, dearie. The doctor's waiting. You want to get to the door, don't you?
The door?
The door to get you out of here, remember? That's why we came here.
What are you doing?
For your own good, dearie. Don't go on your own. I'll just have to help you.
Stop it. I'll go. Don't.
But this is what you thought a snake would do, isn't it? Coil around you.
No, don't. I'll stay here in the swamp. Please.
We don't want you here, dearie. Haven't you figured that out yet?
Bring him over here.
No, please.
Where do you want me to put him, Doc?
Up on the table. I'm going to put him to sleep.
Oh, you like that. He just loves your hypodermic.
No, no!
This will keep him quiet.
Yeah. Come, Doctor. Give me up.
No, please, don't. No, no, don't.
Come in, Doc.
My strap's tight.
Yeah. Good and tight.
What?
Here.
What happened?
You were getting hurt. I gave you something to quiet you down while I looked after those cuts you got in the swamp.
Yes, I remember. Do I know you? Yes, I know you. You told me I was dying.
Did I do that?
Yes, yes, you did.
I don't remember. Oh, well, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter? You tell a man he's gonna die, be dead, and it doesn't matter?
Does it? I thought everybody knew they were going to die.
He knew it. He always knew it. Everything. Oh, boy.
Really? Oh, well. I can't recall. Maybe I did. I tell so many people. And after a while, they all run together.
Like dye in water. It just spreads out so you don't notice it anymore.
Well, I noticed it. You told me I was dying, and it does matter.
I must have been drunk.
It wasn't him at all, was it? But someone else.
You bastards! You lied to me! I'm not really dying.
No, I didn't say that.
You said you were drunk. Am I dying or not?
Oh, yes, you're definitely dying. Everything is dying unless it's growing, and then it only grows until it stops, which is death.
Death? What a lovely word.
There are things worse than dying, you know.
Name one.
Amputation.
Amputation. Yes, I had a friend who... Yeah. I thought that would be worse than dying.
You woke up sweating that summer. A bad dream. Thinking about Vincent.
What happened to Vincent?
He lost an arm.
That was careless of him. Did he go back and look where he left it?
It isn't funny. He was really something. He got over it. He went on. I think he got his law degree. Passed the bar. He
had his nerve. Went on living. Die.
I knew I couldn't do that. My hands or my legs.
After all, that is all you are. Isn't it, dearie?
You certainly have to have all the vital parts, don't you? Things like personality, spirit, pride, ambition, love. You can't have any of those things, can you?
He could do it. I just know I couldn't. I'm calm now. You can let me up.
Let you up. Why would we do that, dearie? The doctor here ain't too helping you.
Yes, I almost forgot. I forget so many things these days. Yes.
What are you talking about? Let me up.
Easy, dearie, easy. You can't break those straps. Strong as steel they are.
Now, I want you to understand that those cuts are very bad.
What cuts?
The ones in your arm, in your leg, dearie, from the flying needle.
Yes, they were pretty painful, but they don't hurt now.
That's a bad sign. They should hurt. Hurt like the dickens.
What are you trying to say?
They'll have to come off.
What?
The arm and leg. They'll have to go. Infected, you know.
What are you talking about? No, you can't.
Now you won't feel a thing.
Holding down.
You idiot. You drunken butcher.
Now don't resist. You'll find you have the strength. You can survive. You'll still die, of course.
Help me. Holding down.
No, you aren't going to cut on me.
My, he's a strong one, isn't he?
Holding down.
No, he can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can't. Damn it. Get me off this damn table.
Let me get a syringe. I'll put him to sleep again.
Help me. He's breaking loose. Doctor, help me.
There. Now, there's the doorway around here. Where is it?
My boy, with that pair of wounds, you won't get very far.
You might drop dead right here, you know. Let the doc help you, boy.
Where's the door?
Doc, move real slow. As you circle around behind him. Keep him running back to the water.
All right. If you'll just let me help you.
The door, where is it?
What if we don't tell you?
I bought this place up. I can resist anything I put here.
That's a good one. You've fallen for everything you've put here so far. Why should you stop now?
Because I need to. behind me, the door. And the doctor. But I'll get to the door before he can get to me.
Not necessarily.
Stop! No, no, not so close. A few more inches.
None the worse for wear.
Back in the anteroom. Oh, God, I'm back.
Did you have a nice time?
Let me rest. I've got to look after these cuts.
What cuts?
Here, these two. They're gone.
You were only hurt in that room.
Yes.
So now, which door will you go through next?
What happens if I don't want to go through any more of these doors?
We could play cards.
You will have fulfilled your grandmother's prophecy of failure. She always knew you were a lazy boy.
That's what she always said. Maybe she was right.
True. You were lazy right through 4 years of college.
And 2 years of graduate school.
You were lazy starting up your own business.
And you were certainly lazy when you kept trying to make it work when your partners had given up.
Yes. Just a lazy, good-for-nothing layabout bum tramp.
You'll never amount to a hill of beans.
All right, I get the idea.
Actually, a hill of beans can be quite valuable.
Especially if you're starving. Well...
What?
There they are. All the doors. Hundreds.
Thousands. Some of them are microscopic.
I don't know. I'm afraid.
We know. Everyone is afraid.
What are you afraid of?
I don't know. Being in there alone.
We wouldn't be very good company. We're just part of you. Different faces for the same old thought.
But at least I wouldn't feel alone if you two would go with me.
We are always alone. Trapped within our little cages of bone, looking out through our eyes, taking in stray bits of noise through our ears, smelling growth and decay. Living, breathing, feeling, but ultimately alone.
You make it sound hopeless.
Hope can make us not feel alone. And that's what counts, isn't it? How we feel about the world, about ourselves, about each other. All right. I was never very good as a cheerleader. Are you going to go through another door, or should I set up the card table? I should warn you, three-handed imaginary poker gets very boring.
You came here to answer questions.
Have you?
I believe so. Calypso, do you know everything that happened to me in that room?
Yes.
I still don't understand some of the things I saw, felt.
Do you really need to understand everything? I mean, isn't that just a bit messianic?
Perfect understanding exists only in total ignorance.
What?
Oh, just a stray quote you heard a long time ago.
Oh.
Card? Or will you go through with what you started?
Well, I'm here. I may as well.
Which one?
Will you come with me?
Is that a proposition?
I may have questions.
Of course you'll have questions. That's the whole idea.
I thought the idea was to have answers.
You approach the problem from the wrong direction.
The card is always placed before the horse, if you're approaching it from behind. Pick a door. Any door.
All right. That one.
And a lovely door it is, too. Will you go in, or out, as the case may be?
Come with me.
Where are you? You said you'd come with me.
With you.
You must keep your promises to yourself.
But I can't see you.
You don't need to. Beautiful place.
Yes, I remember this place.
Location? The Piedmont. Typified by low, rolling hills. Making rivers of highway, infrequent motels and diners. It's all been changed by developers now.
But it was pretty then.
When?
When Diane and I used to come up here on picnic.
Ambrose, it's ready.
She used to fix chicken and make a pie to take along.
She doesn't sound very liberated.
She wasn't. She was a church girl and I was a church boy at the time.
Back when you still believed. That was a long time ago.
Yes. I always wore suit slacks and a pullover sweater and wingtips.
Come on, silly. Everything is ready.
You made a lovely cup.
I have a surprise. A going-away present.
And who's going away?
You are, Chubby.
Departure August 10, 1964. University of California at Los Angeles. Never returned to the old hometown.
I didn't need to. The folks moved west.
What?
Nothing.
I want you to sit down. Go on. Just sit. That's better. Now, close your eyes.
They're closed.
I don't want you to forget me when you meet all those pretty college girls.
I won't forget you.
All right, open them.
Diane, a picture of you. You shouldn't have, really.
Do you like it? I posed for it Thursday, and all the color is hand-painted. He even put a little extra green in my eyes. Did you notice?
It's lovely. Thank you.
What's wrong, Ambrose?
What's wrong, Ambrose? Is something wrong?
You should tell her now.
I didn't want to get the poster size. I don't want it to be too ostentatious. And it'll have to fit in your suitcase, so I thought this one would be just right. Big enough to see from across the room, small enough to go along.
Thank you, Diane. It's perfect.
Ambrose.
I just wanted you to remember me. Not that I thought you'd ever forget. Ambrose, is everything okay?
Yes. I was just thinking about leaving.
Well, it won't be so long. And I'll be waiting when you get home. I'm not going anywhere.
You should tell her now, Ambrose.
Diane?
Yes?
Thank you.
Oh, I know what's wrong. Don't feel bad. I didn't expect you to get something from me. It's not like it was Christmas or something. I just wanted to get you a little something to take along. I'm going to miss you.
June 4, 1966.
Hello?
Well, hello, stranger.
Hello, who is this?
This is Diane Ambrose.
Oh, Diane.
Oh, we haven't heard from you for so long. Are you all right?
Yes, I'm fine. How are you?
Fine. Just worried silly. I haven't heard from you for so long.
I've just been busy. You know, school and...
Yes. It must be about time for finals.
Yes. Well,
I just wanted to be sure you were all right.
I'm fine.
I suppose you'll get around to writing one of these days. Did you get my letters?
Yes. Diane, I may be getting married. Diane?
I'm here. I thought it might be something like that.
I'm sorry. I should have told you sooner.
I think so, too. But you can't change what should have been. I loved you, Ambrose.
I'm sorry.
Did you love me? It doesn't matter now, but I just want to know.
I did. I really did.
I mean, I always thought you did. I just don't want to think I was fooling myself all along.
I'm sorry. We didn't really know what we were talking about. I found out how big the world is.
I think we knew. People change, I guess.
Are you all right?
I'm just fine. I just put an extra $8 on my mother's phone bill. Yes, I'm all right.
I really am sorry, Diane.
Me too. Take care of yourself, Ambrose. I love you.
Diane?
She's not there. She moved.
I didn't want to hurt her.
That didn't matter too much, did it?
I had a right to be happy, to decide for myself.
Yes.
She got over it.
You?
Hello?
Ambrose.
Wendy, I was just trying to reach you.
I was out. Ambrose, I've been thinking, this isn't going to work out.
What?
I'm not ready to get married. Not yet. You're a nice boy, but, well, I want to... I don't know what I want.
I'll come over. We can talk about it.
No, there's someone here just now.
Oh. I see.
A clean break heals the fastest, they say. You'll thank me for it someday. Goodbye, Ambrose.
Goodbye, Wendy. How could she do that to me? I didn't matter to her. I didn't mean anything to her.
You may have one. How do you feel, Ambrose?
What do you mean, how do you feel? How should I feel? I feel like my heart has been torn out. I feel like I want to die.
Go on.
I feel betrayed. Fooled. I feel like an idiot. That bitch. How could she do this to me? I gave her everything I had. I loved her.
Diane loved you.
It's not the same.
Why not? Because it happened to you? Are you anything special? Isn't it possible for you to affect someone enough to hurt them?
It wasn't the same.
Each man must be a hero in his own mind. Each man believes he acts as well as he can in any given circumstance.
Ambrose, what is the definition of someone who shatters another person's dream? Who falls out of love and lets the other one go on to whatever their fate must be? Ambrose?
I know what you're trying to say. I've just never seen myself as a villain before.
Are you a villain?
If I could do that... Yes.
Why? You were honest to yourself. You had to follow what your spirit guided you to do.
Will you make up your mind? One moment you're telling me I'm the bad guy. I'm the cruel one to break someone's heart.
Oh, come on now. You were bad, didn't
you? I got over it. It took a few days, maybe.
A few days? Is that all I meant to you?
What did you expect? Sleeping pills? A wrong jump off make-out point? Oh, really, Ambrose, sometimes you can be such a child.
Then I didn't matter to you at all.
I didn't say that.
What did you say?
I don't understand this. I thought I was starting to understand.
Darling, I don't think you ever really understood anything.
Wendy, I love you.
Oh, I was easy. You know the word. I was a guaranteed good time. You didn't give diddly squat if I heard inside what I thought. He didn't love me. He never tried to know who I was, what I dreamed about, what fears I lived with.
I loved you. We were going to be married.
Oh, please. He didn't care about being married. It was just a way to keep you from waking up alone. We had some good times, Ambrose, but marry you? Really?
But you both...
Don't worry about it, Ambrose. I survived. It wasn't the end of the world. Did you want it to be?
Well, no. Yes. I don't know.
Do you see now?
No. You are both the hero and the villain. Everyone is a little bit of each. There is no final equation.
I still don't understand.
But do you still hurt as much?
No, not as much.
Going to have to learn to tread the line between seeing yourself as being the single most important person in anyone's life, except your own, of course, and recognizing that you are important to some people, sometimes.
What's that?
I believe it's a 1948 Ford panel truck converted to refrigeration for selling ice cream.
Of course. All I need is a nickel.
You're going to need a lot more than that.
Where is it? Is the truck here in this room?
Possibly. You still don't know what this room is yet, do you?
Does it matter?
It must.
You have created this room and all the other rooms. You must determine the value and importance of each.
Couldn't I just have memories here? I mean, this isn't like the swamp. Those were all fears, not really like memories. They were all made up.
What is it?
I missed it. Will it be back?
I don't know. Will it?
Yes. Yes, it'll be back tomorrow, or I can run around to Odell Avenue and catch it as it heads for the park.
Do you really want to?
Yes. Yes, I do. I think I do. I'm not sure. Why am I suddenly so at home? It's like being a little boy again.
The house was once a large frame building set on a very large tract of land. It has been divided.
Yes. We live in the back half. We have a large kitchen and a living room and a bedroom. I sleep in the living room. I'm surprised I remember this house at all. I was so young.
You remember another one even earlier.
Lovely yard.
Yes. There were no fences between the houses.
A comfortable neighborhood of working people.
And their children. There were houses all the way around the block, and we all shared one huge backyard.
It was very nice.
Ambrose, it's getting cold. Come in and get your jacket.
She's here.
Didn't you hear me, silly? Oh, look at you. You've already got goosebumps up and down your arm. Don't you know when you're cold?
Mother.
Now come inside. I'll fix some hot chocolate, and you can read to me while I do the dishes.
Ambrose?
Yes, ma'am.
What have you been doing?
Nothing. We built a fort. I feel silly saying this.
Oh.
You were building a fort, a crude structure of scrap lumber, nails, twine, and cardboard.
You weren't playing with Tommy Wright, were you? I told you I didn't want you playing with him. Well?
I wasn't playing with him.
Was he there?
Yes, ma'am.
And you weren't playing with him?
No. He was playing with everyone else, but I wasn't playing with him.
Uh-huh. Come on. You should be in anyway.
Really, I wasn't playing with Tommy.
I believe you. You're not being punished. Your father's bringing home a surprise, and I want you in the house. Go get your book, and I'll fix some chocolate. Go on, and bring it back to the kitchen.
Well, go get your book.
It's just like I remember. So big.
The house was quite small, but so were you. It was large enough.
I even remember the wallpaper and the smell. The clean smell of wood and linen and linoleum and the thick wool carpet in the living room.
You don't have to remember, silly. It's all right here.
Ambrose. Ambrose, can't you find your book?
Yes, ma'am.
Liar. You haven't seen it yet.
But I know where it is. On the lower shelf of the white bookcase my uncle built. He made it for us in wood shop.
Uncle killed in Vietnam while serving as a military.
I don't want to remember that just now, please.
Very well.
It's getting a little late to be so particular, isn't it? I mean, you created
this. No, not now. Let me enjoy this.
Did you find your book?
Yes, ma'am. Here it is. I'm coming.
A Pony for Tommy.
His favorite book before school.
My only book.
Well, there were others, but you didn't like them as much.
No, I didn't.
Well, there you are. You certainly took your sweet time.
Oh, well, here. Would you like some of these little marshmallows in your cocoa?
Yes, ma'am.
How do you ask for them?
May I please have some marshmallows?
Yes, you may.
Thank you.
Very good. I think I might be able to scrounge up a cookie for such a polite boy.
You know what you're doing, don't you?
There you go. Now I'll wash and you read to me.
Yes, ma'am.
Ambrose?
It was the morning of the day Tony had dreamed about. He was awake and his mother...